Join us now for a broadcast by Lindley Roberts, From Error to Terror.
As the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center buildings in New York and the Pentagon in Washington on September the 11th, 2001. Tragically, this was not nightmarish entertainment, but a terrible reality. In the aftermath, people have only begun to realize the enormity of the toll, not only in lives lost and buildings destroyed, but also the ongoing impact on families, society, business, and the economy. The events of September 11 alone, not to mention the anthrax issue and where that might lead, will have long and far-reaching consequences, not only in the United States, but around the globe. Behold how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. While we must live with and deal with the consequences of such terror, we need to consider and seek to understand the cause. What kind of mind can envision and implement such a dastardly plan? In this tragedy, there could not be a clearer example of the fact that ideas have consequences. If the news reports are to be believed and those responsible for the attacks have been correctly identified, we are faced with a network of people with a political cause driven by fanatical religious zeal. As history testifies, nothing produces greater motivation than a political ambition driven by religious zeal. The political ambition dictates the objective, and religion provides the justification. How misguided those fanatical young terrorists were! How tragic that they should give their lives for a cause so wrong and so destructive. One would think that respect for human life alone would cause them to question a religion which resorts to such methodology to achieve its goals and accomplish its purpose. One wonders what they expect to achieve by destruction and what is gained by making enemies. Actually, the principle is quite simple. False ideas have serious and tragic consequences. Error produces terror. Throughout history, terrible things have been done in the name of religion, and probably every major religion has some blight on its past because of some misguided fanatic or extremist who has tried to accomplish certain objectives by using violent methods. Generally, however, violence done in the name of religion is an aberration rather than a characteristic of that religion. The many inquisitions conducted by the Christian Church during the Middle Ages were not expressions of true Christianity. Sometimes power-hungry church prelates had greater political interests and personal ambitions than religious convictions, and they sought to further those interests by attempting to eliminate all opposition. Their exploits, though done in the name of Christ, were not genuine expressions of Christianity. They did, in fact, contradict the explicit teachings of Christianity. Jesus taught clearly that his kingdom is not expanded by the power of the sword, but through the power of truth and love. Though truth has been displaced by relativism, subjectivism, and mysticism in contemporary society, its loss is far more serious than is generally recognized. Error will produce terror. Truth, on the other hand, does not destroy. It sets people free. Undoubtedly, because of the events of September the 11th were so dramatic, they shocked the world, evoked deep expressions of sympathy, and united many people to oppose such violence and evil. The families of the victims need all the sympathy, comfort, and support we're able to give them. Their loss is great and irreparable. Their lives can never be the same again. The pain, grief, and hardship will, for some, be intolerable. Their loss, fears, and uncertainty are incalculable. Only false religion can spawn such hatred and violence. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of God is to visit orphans and widows in their distress, the Bible says. False religion makes widows and orphans. While the tragic loss of life must not be minimized in any way, it is appropriate to ask what makes the loss of some 6,000 lives in the events of one day more tragic or violent than the destruction of several thousand lives every day. In other words, on what basis is violence condemned in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania, while ongoing violence, though less dramatic, is condoned in abortion clinics across the nation. Because violence is done quietly and individually under sterile conditions, is it any less violent, evil, or tragic? This legalized form of terror is rationalized and justified, of course, on grounds of liberty and convenience. By the same token, fanatical Muslims justify their terrorism on the basis of jihad, a holy war. Who decides which is right? What makes one right and the other wrong? Is it not merely a personal choice or preference? If abortion is right, why is terrorism wrong? Simply, there must be an objective basis for all moral and ethical decisions. Otherwise, we have no basis for claiming that anything is right or something is wrong. A few small groups of radical students around the U.S. have protested the action taken by President Bush and Congress to bring the perpetrators of these heinous crimes to justice. Obviously, they have no understanding of the purpose of government, and they lack plain common sense. Perhaps when they become the target of the terrorists, they will welcome the pain, grief, loss, and death. Those misguided radicals face the same problem. On what basis do they protest the action of the government? Their error is every bit as terrifying as the overt actions of the terrorists. Thankfully, an objective standard for moral and ethical decisions exists. It exists because the God who made the heavens and the earth is a moral and ethical God. Although we do not understand all the mysteries of our existence, nor can we explain why things happen, we need to know that behind every event, whether disastrous, a seeming inconsequential daily experience, or even the demise of a sparrow, God is not caught by surprise, nor does anything escape his notice. He's got the whole wide world in his hand, and everything he does is just, good, right, and true. How can we know what God is like? Are all religions equally valid? Do we all worship the same God, even though our ideas about him differ? Thankfully, we're not left to the limitations of speculation, imagination, or prognostication. True religion is not the way I happen to see things. It does not depend on my preference or opinions. If it did, we would all be shut up to subjectivism at its worst and left without any basis for ethics or morals. In other words, what I think about God and what you think about God really does not matter. That which matters is what God has revealed about himself. Because God is a personal being, he has disclosed himself and revealed his character in his creation, in his works of providence, in verbal propositions in the Bible, and in the person of Jesus Christ. What is God like? Look at Jesus Christ. He gave his life, not to destroy people, but to save them from their sin and reconcile them to himself. God's self-disclosure is so plain and clear that he says that we are all without excuse for rejecting or denying him, and what is even worse, for substituting gods of our own design and making. In his famous Sermon on the Mount, Jesus illustrated this important principle that false ideas have serious consequences. He said, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but the rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree produce good fruit. So then, you will know them by their fruits." Error leads to terror. Truth, on the other hand, sets people free.
Linley Roberts is the founder of Biblical Foundations International, Post Office Box 4833, Federal Way, Washington, 98063. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? For further information, you may call or write Cornerstone Publishing. The information is given on the website. Please feel free to contact us for a brochure of this title.